Mini episode 947 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 947 and our preview of the 2018 national championship game between Alabama and Georgia. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here, bringing a record of 67-50-2 on the year for my picks on the FDH blog, and 25-14 in the postseason, both against the spread, of course. A point of clarification on my picks. On our show, I picked Oklahoma to win and cover in the Rose Bowl. On the blog, due to a typo, I picked Georgia, so I'm counting that one as a loss regardless. Cynics might say it's easier to be magnanimous when you're 57.2% on the year, a lifetime best, and a blistering 64.1% in the postseason, and those critics are right, so sue me. Here's our top five elements to consider in the big game. Number five, Nick Saban has never lost to a former assistant. He's 11-0. Still, Kirby Smart seemed different from all the rest even before getting to Athens, Georgia. A reputation as Saban's top recruiter, in addition to the top defensive mind on his staff, will do that for you. Given the difference in their ages, many are speculating that Smart may one day take the torch from his longtime boss as the boss of the SEC, and indeed, all of college football. If the first real step in that journey comes on Monday night, it shouldn't be a shock. Number four, Kirby Smart and the art of quick turnarounds. At the conclusion of his second season, he's poised to win the program's first national championship in 37 years, with most of the time in between filled by what might best be called high-level mediocrity. The thing is, this happens quite frequently in college football. Here's a few coaches who won it all in their second season in the 2000s alone. Jim Tressel, Bob Stoops, Gene Chizik, and Urban Meyer at Florida. It took Meyer a full three seasons once he got to Ohio State. Going back to 1988, let's see who else it took 3 years. Lou Holtz, Gene Stallings, Les Miles, and Nick Saban at Alabama. Also, Lloyd Carr and Pete Carroll, albeit with half titles. Dennis Erickson actually did it in his first season in 1989, albeit he inherited a loaded Miami team. And Larry Coker repeated the feat in 2001 at the exact same school. So this kind of thing happens all the time. It actually makes it seem more likely that Georgia will follow through and get it done. Number three, mirror images abound. Both teams are stout in the trenches and reliant on top-flight running games. Lane Kiffin, in what is probably just more of his trolling, goes so far as to say that this is the matchup that Alabama wants, since they aren't facing another school capable of lighting them up with explosive modern offense like Clemson. That's definitely overstatement, but he's not wrong about the stylistics of the X's and O's, and we saw against that tough Tiger matchup in the Sugar Bowl just what this team looks like at full health defensively. Number two, the team that establishes better balance wins this game. Having been at the vaunted game of the century in 2006 when number one Ohio State beat number two Michigan 42-39, it was obvious like never before what happens when both teams are playing on their heels because they have to respect the run and the pass. Both defenses must respect the run in this game very strongly. The one that gets away with cheating against the pass just a bit more will probably take this game. Don't assume just because of his inexperience relative to Jalen Hurts that it will be necessarily Jake Fromm's team that suffers, because he has been sensational in most big games. Number one, in the end, Nick Saban ties the bear. Alabama's modern-day equivalent of Paul Bryant is looking for title number six, and while he'll have his work cut out for him in what should be a brutally physical encounter, the wheels of Jalen Hurts should provide just enough in terms of keeping the Bulldog defense honest. It'll be a close one, 23-17, as Bama covers the 3.5, and the total of 44.5 goes under. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.